الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. We are all aware that tonight is the 15th night of Shaaban, and we have been hearing over the years, and we must have heard in the Jummas towards the build-up of this Mubarak night, that on this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. In the hadith it comes that Allah ta'ala forgives more people than the hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. If we have to take just one goat, we can't count the hair on that one goat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is all encompassing. Allah ta'ala knows exactly each leaf in the world, each blade of grass. A person in his business or in his home, he prides himself to say that I got my finger on the pulse. I know exactly how much of stock I got, what's coming in, what's going out. I got point of sale, each thing that's sold, its computer is counting. So if that is one weak insan with his one shop or his one factory or his 10 branches, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is Allah ta'ala's ilm? What is Allah ta'ala's technology? That this entire world and beyond, even what we don't know about, nothing moves but by the permission of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is aware of each and everything. Our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say that if there is a tiny little black ant in a black rock on a pitch black night, Allah Ta'ala is aware of that ant. The movements, the needs of that ant, Allah Ta'ala is taking care of it. Allah Ta'ala is providing for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of each and everything. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is prepared to forgive us for our sins, provided we really want forgiveness. And we really make a true tawbah. So, this year, normally you get a lot of messages, people asking, big night, we tell other people, people tell us, that make dua for us on this night, don't forget us in the duas, etc. But you get 3 types of requests. One is just a general request. The person just requests, just make dua. He doesn't stipulate anything. He just says, make dua for me. And then you get those who specifically, they say that, make dua for my forgiveness. And that is the main thing, that we get forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then, there is a 3rd type of request. That request is that make dua. Now Allah Pak must sort our things out for the next year. That request is only regarding the world. The person is just worried about that my things must get sorted out now. My business must come right. I must get a job. Money must roll. I mean, things must be good for us for the next year. Rand must go up, petrol must come down. That's the fikr. So we need to ask ourselves, each one of us sitting here, that deep down, what is my fikr? What is my worry, my concern? Because we are told from the time we are young, that, you know, on these days now your books close, your books open, and all the people who are going to pass away for the year, their names are given to the malaika. Whoever is going to be born for the year, their names are given to the malaika. And whatever rozi whoever is going to get now, all that decrees, everything will be given. So ulama, some of them say that no, this happens on Laylatul Qadr. Others say it happens here on Laylatul Nisf min Shaban. Now Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he used to say that to reconcile it, it starts now. Starts now in 15th of Shaban and concludes on Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala knows best. So from small we are told that no, you must try and fast because your books must close while you're fasting and your books must open while you're fasting. And now whatever you want you must ask because the announcement is made. If anybody got any needs, put your needs forward. So let us ask ourselves deep down, so what is my need? Truly, in my heart of hearts, what desire do I have in my heart? That why have I come to the masjid tonight? Deep down, what's there? What do I want? Is it maghfirat? Is it hidayat? Is it that now I want to change my life and I want to become Allah's? Or is my fikr and worry only the world? I must get a job, I must pass my exam, that girl now don't know how to speak to her father now, father doesn't want to listen, so let me make dua now, maybe, you know, father would agree to get her married to me. Brothers, our life is becoming such that we are becoming immune to guna, becoming immune to sin. So much so that we're not even regarding sin to be sin anymore. We're not even regarding guna to be guna anymore. There is a new custom that has started now amongst our people. But our people, unfortunately, you see, when a person loses his path, right, he loses his path, he doesn't know anymore what he is. Then he gets caught up in a lot of things. Right? See, a young man, before he gets married, so the old people, they be telling him, you need to settle down. So what they mean is that now you get married, you got one person in your life, you carry on. Now that person before he gets married, his luggage is going everywhere. Oh, maybe there, maybe here, maybe there. So he's not settling. They say, you get married, you need to settle down now. So when a person has settled, when he has settled, he knows in his life that I am Allah's and I want Allah to be mine. Now he has settled in his life. So now there's nothing that influences him now. He doesn't get caught up in other things. Because anything he wants to do, he just checks, how does my Allah Ta'ala want me to do it? How does my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want me to do it? I do it in that way. Finish. That's my life. But when we lose focus of that, then now one day we're acting like a Yahud, one day we're acting like Nasara, one day we're acting like a Buddhist, one day we're acting like a Mushrik. We don't know what we are anymore. We look at our weddings, we look at our functions, we look at how we spending our time, we look at how we dressing, how we holidaying. So one day we are emulating the Christians, one day we emulating the Jewish, one day we emulating fire worshippers, one day we emulating the Hindus. Just this afternoon one person told me, say one Muslim girl, She is playing ping pong with her deen, right? One day she's Muslim, one day she's Christian, one day she's Hindu. She can't make up her mind because she's in love with one Hindu. So now she can't make up her mind going in this. So eventually they decide to get married. So now when they got married, so one side they make nikah in the masjid, other side they're having a function, I don't know what they call it, and on the tables in that function, they got idols. So this is what I'm saying. I'm not just saying it majazan, is hakikatan. Hakikatan. That one day we're acting like a Christian, one day we're acting like a Jew. Right? We don't know, we've lost our compass. We don't know which way we're supposed to be going. Guna has become so accepted in our society that I was telling you that this new custom now, when the nikah is taking place, so they say, no, you must come for the function of releasing the lanterns. Part of the whole marriage. Now this is a pagan custom. I told you, we're confused. You don't know what we are anymore. So this is a pagan custom. So must release the lanterns. So what is the releasing of the lanterns? So I have to do some homework on this thing now. What is this new thing came now? We didn't hear about this releasing of the lanterns now. We finished with throwing the bouquets, the Christian thing. We finished with the breaking the glass, the Jewish thing. Then one fellow even brought the leopard or tiger or something inside the hall. I don't know what that is. Right? All these funny things we finished with, we thought we heard it all in our life. But now, say no, we're releasing the lanterns now. Say, what is this releasing the lanterns? You have to do a little bit of homework. Say no, this releasing the lanterns is symbolic now. See, whatever happened before this now, don't talk about it now. Now we're releasing the lanterns now. We're starting fresh now. So what does that mean now? What does that mean? That means that, see, I am khabith, you are khabitha. The boy, he say, I'm khabith. Right? I was dancing with Iblis. I became khabith. So I finished sleep around. I finished kiss around. I finished do everything. Right? And you too, I expect you also did everything. Because that's the type of life we're living. Right? So now we're going to release the lantern. So now after we get married, now don't talk now. You come to know anything, so you must know that happened before. Right? It didn't happen after. So you can't take me to task for that now. Right? All that happened before marriage. And so many places it's happening now, the wives are finding things on the phone. After 10 years, after 12 years, the cloud is releasing its filth. Allah Ta'ala's cloud sends down rain. Allah Ta'ala's cloud sends down rain waters. Park clean water. Causes the earth to become lush. Causes so many things to grow. Quenches our thirst. That is Allah Ta'ala's cloud. Shaitan's cloud, that thing is releasing all the filth. After 10 years, after 12 years, that's for when he changed the phone now. He changed the phone and he is uploading from the cloud. The cloud, bichara, last time he didn't squeeze all its filth out. He even forgot about this filth. He's still there in the cloud. Now that thing came here on the phone. Now he's busy boasting with his wife. New phone he got. He didn't know what the cloud, Shaitan's cloud and Shaitan's net, what it sent down. So now if the wife get upset, you know, we release the lantern, man. This all was in that other life. Like as if to say, Shariat started only after I got married. Right. Now that is one department. We must do soul searching. Do soul searching. A husband and a wife, they will be living a life full of guna. The husband don't go for namaz, no problem. The wife doesn't read namaz, no problem. The child is looking like a punk, no problem. The parents are paying for the child to look like a punk. The daughter got a boyfriend, no problem. He's a good boy, he's alright, he's not taking drugs, alright. No problem, we're carrying on. We're listening to music together, we're dressing like kuffar together, everything we're doing together, there's no problem. But let that man have an affair now. The Maulana, how can I trust him anymore? Where's the loyalty? There's no trust. How could he do this thing to me? Or vice versa, if the wife had to do it, because if the man is having an affair, that means woman also having affairs. It's not the man can't have an affair with himself. So if the man is having an affair, then the woman also having affairs. Right? So it's a two-way thing. So every other guna, we are fine. Because that guna is not hurting me. But as soon as the boy's guna or the girl's guna is now hurting me, now I become very, very worried. Now I'm up in arms now. So this is why I'm saying that I must ask myself, you ask yourself, why am I sitting here today? Is it for Allah Ta'ala or for me? Have I become a slave of myself? That I'm not worried about Allah Ta'ala's laws. Things must just go right in my life. That's all. How I want my life to be mapped out, things must just go right like that. I'm not worried about Allah Ta'ala's deen. I'm not worried about the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All that, leave it one side. Long as the till, the things are rolling there, then I'm happy. My life is fine. My house is getting bigger. My motor car is getting fancier. My bank balance is getting healthier. I'm happy. Has that become our life? This is the question I need to ask myself. You need to ask yourself. Because the million-dollar question is, why is the masjid full today? Why is the masjid full today? Eh? With what hope did I come? Why did I come to the masjid today? Why was I not here for Asr namaz? Why was I not here for Maghrib namaz? Why was I not here for Fajr this morning? And why have I not made an intention to be in the masjid for Fajr tomorrow morning? Is it written anywhere that the Isha of tonight was more faraz than the Isha of yesterday? Is it written anywhere that the Isha of tonight, the 15th night of Shaban, yes, we not denying the virtues of this night. But the virtues on one side, ask ourselves about the Isha namaz. This Isha namaz of tonight, was it any more faraz than the Isha namaz of yesterday? The faraz of Isha yesterday and the faraz of Isha today is exactly the same. So why was the masjid not looking like this yesterday? Why is it looking like this today? And why won't it be looking like this tomorrow? Some years ago, Maulana Usman Sahab from Raistop, he was giving the Eid Bayan, you know, in the school grounds there. He was giving the Eid Bayan some years ago. So Maulana was mentioning, he said that now Ramadan is finished. Now we are all here for Eid Namaz. But we won't be reading Zohar Namaz. And I'm thinking, as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, that Maulana, why are you saying like this, man? Say, have hope, man. Have hope. Inshallah, maybe this Ramadan was, you know, a time for Hidayat, and people will come. They'll come for Zohar Namaz. The masjid will be full for Zohar Namaz. Why are you saying it will be empty? Why are you saying we won't read Zohar? But you see, Maulana got grey before me. Right? So he saw many moons. And he's seen it year in, year out. So he knows what he was talking about. That we're so predictable. That our whole Eid is just the Eid namaz and the sweetmeats. And then after that we forgot now that for Azhar namaz is for us. The point, brothers, the point that I'm trying to make is that this life is not a play. And this is not my words. This is the words of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala asks us a question. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Do you think that we have created you in futility? That we just created you. We put you there in the world. Now you just do whatever you feel like doing. And you just live your life any which way you want to live your life. It's just futile. We just created you for nothing. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ And do you think that you are not going to return to us? You think you're not going to be returned? So each one of us, if we are asked, we will say, no, we are going to be returned. We know we're going to be returned to Allah Ta'ala. Right? But then, how am I living my life? If I know that I am going to be returned to Allah Ta'ala, then how am I living my life? Interest has become like the norm. So much so that people who, Muslim people, are dealing in interest. I'm not talking about people that are taking loans from banks and all that. That is haram in itself. I'm talking about Muslim people lending people money on interest. Muslim people selling things to people and charging interest, disguising it, cloaking it, in other words. But bottom line is interest. If I sell you a motor car, right, if I sell you a motor car, I tell you this here, I got this M4, M2, those are the only nice ones, all the C ones and all, I don't know good. So I said, now I got one M4, M2, something I'm sending. So I say, see here, what you do, this car now I want 2 million. Right? So, for the next 6 months, you say you're gonna pay me after 6 months, after 8 months you're gonna pay me. So for the next 6 months, you pay me 50,000 rand a month. Right? 50,000 rand a month you pay me for 6 months. If you take 8 months, then you carry on paying me the 50,000. If you take 10 months, you carry on paying me the 50,000. After the 10 months, when you got the money, then you pay me the 2 million for the car. So all these months that I'm paying you, what I'm paying you? But Muslim people are dealing like this. Muslim people are dealing like this now. If this is not riba, not interest, what it is? That is exactly how the Yahud were dealing in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'm loaning you this much money. When you're going to pay me? Right. Till you pay me, you keep giving me this much until you pay me. So this other amount that I'm giving, what is this amount? It is riba. It is interest. But the ummah has become unconcerned. Our business practices, our functions, our personal life, the first thing we are going to be called to account for on the day of Qiyamah is our salah. We say that we are successful people because we are believers. We are mu'mineen, so we are successful people. Allah Ta'ala also calls the believers successful people. Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ That indeed, the believers are successful. They have attained success. But then Allah Ta'ala gives a description of these believers who have obtained success. And the first description الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. They are those who they are concentrating in their namaz. Those are those successful believers. If the namaz is not even there, in what are we going to concentrate? And then, if you say that, no, I'm reading namaz at home. Right? If I say that, no, I'm reading my namaz at home. I'm not coming masjid. I'm reading my namaz at home. So if I went for Umrah and came back, Allah Ta'ala take us all, and I bought you one sharqiya scarf and one cloak and I sent it for you. I packaged it nicely and I got your name too on it. So it's not a mistake like, no, maybe it's for the wife. No, I'm sending for you. I wrote there and I gave it to you. I give you in your hand. I say, this is for you. Please, you must use it. You will be insulted. You will be insulted. What's wrong with this morana? He's giving me a cloak and scarf. What's wrong with him? Doesn't he know I'm a man? So, oh man, have I forgotten that I'm a man, that I'm reading namaz at home? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to burn the houses of those men who are reading namaz at home. So I'm a man, I'm supposed to be reading namaz in the masjid. So then, do I not feel insulted that I'm reading namaz at home? So we need to really think deep. You know? We need to think. This worldly life will take us like a whirlpool. We'll just be chasing our tail. We won't know what's happening. But we're not here for this worldly life. We're here for Allah Ta'ala. We're here for the Akhirat. So we got to take time out of that life. We got to concentrate on the hereafter. I want to conclude on one incident. I don't want to make the talk too long because inshallah everybody is going to be here for Fajr tomorrow. We don't want to sleep too late. The Fajr is more important than the talk. Right? So, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this morning we were doing the Hadith Sharif with the students. The battle of Tabuk took place. There was no real fighting in the battle. But the journey was very, very long. So many hypocrites, munafiqeen, about 80 of them, they didn't join. Now it was compulsory for every able-bodied Muslim to join that expedition. Right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made announcement and everybody had to join that expedition. So there were plus minus about 80 hypocrites. They didn't join. They stayed back. And then there were three Muslims, three true Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whom, whether it was procrastination or whatever the reason was, but they didn't join. Who were these three Sahaba? Hazrat Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu an, Hazrat Murara bin Rabi radiallahu an, Hazrat Hilal bin Umayyah radiallahu ta'ala. So this is a lengthy incident. It's not my intention to go into the whole incident. However, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned, so these hypocrites, they quickly went to the masjid and they start swearing on oath and making excuses, all lies, making excuses why they didn't go. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't even reprimand them, he didn't probe, he didn't ask them, he didn't investigate. Whatever they told him, yeah, he just agreed and he made dua for them, made bay'at with them again and sent them on their way. So they're very happy, hey, we're off the hook. We came here, we made one story, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very happy with us, we're off the hook. Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anh came, he gives the account on his own. He came, he says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at me and he smiled at me, the smiling of an angry man. There wasn't not a happy smile. A smile that I'm disappointed with you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him closer. He said, come. He said, tell me, why didn't you come? Now those other hypocrites, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never asked him nothing. Right? But this was a mu'min. Right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him that, oh, why didn't you come? So he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I was sitting in front of anybody else, I would have banawad them. I would have told them something, given some excuse, and come out of it. And if I have to do that, then I may get away from you now, but Allah Ta'ala will inform you of what is the real, you know, the hakikat of things. And if I have to tell you the truth, then you may get upset with me now, but I am hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with me and He will forgive me because I'm speaking the truth. And then he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, see, you know, I had enough money, I had conveyance, I had everything. There's no reason, nothing that I can present to say that, you know what, this stopped me from joining. Right? I got no reason. I'm guilty as charged. I got no reason. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the Sahaba and he said, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. He said, this man, he has spoken the truth. He has spoken the truth. But then he told him that, see, now you go and you wait for Allah Ta'ala's command to come with regards to you. Whatever the command is now, you have to wait now and face the consequences. Go. So when he left there, some people from a certain tribe, they went to him and they said, him, what's wrong with you, man? Didn't you see all those people came there, they just gave one excuse. Why, you should have also given one excuse. You didn't do anything wrong before this. First time offender you are. Just go and make one excuse. So he said, they keep telling me this, keep telling me this. They're actually like convincing me that I should go back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make one excuse. He said, but then I asked them, I said, no man, tell me, is there anybody else that received the same fate as me? So they said, yeah, only two people. And they gave the names of these two Sahaba, Murara bin Rabi and Hilal bin Umayyah, radiallahu anhuma. That they too came, they said, no, we got no excuse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they have spoken the truth. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now you'll go home and wait for the command of Allah. So when he heard those two names, he said, no man, those are Badri Sahaba. Those are Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr. They are good people there. So I rather follow their example. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave command to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that nobody must talk to them. They must be ostracized, boycotted, no dealings with them, no talking to them, nothing. The days are going like this. They don't know whether it's going to be 1 year, whether it's going to be 5 years, whether this is going to be for life. They don't know. Right? After 40 days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, right now separate from your wives also now. Now look at the level of obedience, right? When the messenger comes to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends a person to him to say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you must separate from your wife. By, had it been us, what would have been our condition? Simple things like keeping one length hair. We got this much stories. We can't comply. Simple things like wearing the pants above the ankle. We got this much stories. We read in the internet this, that Arab Mufti said that, and this one said this, and where these Puranas came out with that. You can read all the ahadith. We did it in this masjid how many times? You can read it from the hadith book. That this hadith come in Bukhari Sharif, this hadith come in Muslim Sharif. This is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about wearing the pants beneath the ankle. And on this night of late of Shaban, 15 Shaban, those people who wear their pants beneath the ankle, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive them. Allah don't forgive them. But because in our head, we are influenced by the kuffar, we say, oh, there's nothing wrong with this. Who made us the rule makers? Who gave us the rule book? to determine what's right and what's wrong. Simple, simple things like that, we can't comply. Eat on the floor, we can't comply. Now here, for 40 days already, nobody is talking. They are totally ostracized. Now on top of it, he's being told, separate from your wife. Right? What is his response? He says, what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want me to do? Does he want me to divorce her, or what he wants me to do? Why he responded like that? Because he had the akhirat in mind. That whatever happens in this world happens. But when I go to the hereafter, my slate must be clean. I mustn't have a problem by Allah Ta'ala. And we, as long as my world is fine, my world is not rocked, I got, the money is rolling, I'll have affairs, I'll make zulam on this one, I'll make zulam on that one can be drinking her tears, those children can be crying, no problem. Long as I'm living a happy life. But let Allah Pak rock that life. Let that business crash. Let that home's roof fall down. Then who are we going to cry to? Then we start crying to Allah Ta'ala? I'm not saying it must happen. Allah Ta'ala must protect everybody. But bhai, there was a person, he was coming to the masjid 5 times a day. 5 times a day he was coming to the masjid. All of a sudden he stopped coming to the masjid. I find him uptown, in Ramadan Sharif. He's smoking a cigarette during the day. I stopped the car, I ran to go and catch him. I say, bhai, where are you? He say, hey, Mona. No, man, I got a job now. You see? This is how our life is gone. That for as long as my world is fine, I forget Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala rocks that world, then now I'm going to cry to Allah. Are we waiting for that? Are we not going to turn to Allah Ta'ala while we are still in good times? Are we waiting for earthquakes? Are we waiting for floods? Are we waiting for tsunamis? Then we're going to turn to Allah? This world is fragile. This world is fragile. It can drop at any moment. Why are we getting deceived by the world? Why is that job so important? Is Allah Ta'ala not more important than that job? So this Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, he said, must I divorce her or what must I do? He said, no, no, no. Just separate from her. Don't have any relations with her. Immediately he tells her, see, you pack up, go to your parents' home. Until Allah Ta'ala makes a ruling with regards to me. You go and wait at your parents' home. While he is in this condition, a farmer from Syria comes. Nabati, you know. He comes to the marketplace of Madina Munawara to come and sell his produce. He is asking the people in the market, where is Ka'ab? Who is this person, Ka'ab bin Malik? So they point to him that no, it's that person there. He is Ka'ab bin Malik. So he goes up to him and he gives him a letter. Bhai, kaan khol ke suno, dil khol ke suno. This letter is from whom? This letter is from the king of Ghassan, a kafir king. He hears that one Muslim is being ostracized by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a punishment. Right? Now there's a chance here that this Muslim's iman can be taken. But he was fooled. He may have thought he's in our century. He didn't know he's dealing with Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So he writes there. He said that we heard that your companion is referring to Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That your companion has ostracized you. Your life has become very difficult there. Allah Pak don't want you to live this kind of difficult life. So constrained now. Come away by us. Come away to us. We will take care of you. We'll set you up. We'll sort your life out for you. Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, when he reads that letter, he says that this too is a test from Allah. This too is a test from Allah. He takes that letter, he goes to the oven and he burns it. So what does this king think? I'm going to leave my Allah and run to him. I'm going to leave my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and run to him. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. When Allah Ta'ala is saying, Hayya ala salah, come to salah, Shaitan is saying, Hayya ala business, where we gone? Hayya ala job, where we gone? Hayya ala TV, where we gone? Hayya ala girlfriend, where we gone? Are we responding to Hayya ala salah, or are we responding to Shaitan's call? When Allah Ta'ala is saying our daughters must be at home, and the influence of the kuffar is if you don't give them an education, how they gonna earn? Then we forgot that Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. And we're sending our daughters to be preyed upon. They stop praying, they start being preyed upon. We know what is happening outside. We're still sending our women folk there. So Allah Ta'ala gives us these moments, these nights, these occasions. It is to introspect, to turn to Allah. The night is not a formality that I came for a program in the night, so I did my job for the big night. That's a Christian mentality. They commit guna whole week. Sunday they go to the church. Father, I have sinned. No, don't worry, my child. You are pardoned. You go carry on sinning now. Just make sure you don't die before next Sunday. Because if you die in between, the problem. You just hang on till next Sunday. We can pardon you. Only die on a Sunday. So has our thinking gone like that? As long as I came for 15 night Shaban, I'll ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. I'll ask him for my money. I'll ask him for my property, for my job. My motor car, right, I'm sorted out for the year. Now after that, sab kuch andar, maskan andar. Then when the Ramadan moon come out, I'll come for 2-3 nights, talk card to the masjid. Because a lot of people die in Ramadan, but then they get reborn Eid day. Because we see it happening in the masjid. Ask the musallis here, they'll tell you. That normally there's 3-4 subs musallis. First night Ramadan is about 10 subs musallis. By the second night, you got about 8. So that other 2 subs, they either moved out of town, or margaya, I don't know what happened. Then after it goes away like 7, 6, 5. By the time you reach the 5th night, 6th night, now you're sitting with that same 4, 5 subs that you had before. And then all of a sudden on Eid morning, all come back from the itikaf and whatever they were, they all come back. Then Eid day, the masjid is too small now again. Bhai, is this our Islam? Is this our Islam? Have we reduced Islam to this? Come, let me soul search, you soul search. What are we leaving for our children? What legacy are we leaving for our children? What Islam are we going to leave for them? Wallahi, brothers, I'm in the masjid. I got no reason to lie to you. Wallah, one ustad in a maktab sent me a message yesterday. I'm trying to explain to you where our children are going. When we're exposing them to this kind of life, I'm trying to explain to you where our children are going. When Ustad phoned me, he sent me a message, he didn't phone, he sent a message. And I think I still got it on my phone. If you want to hear it personally, I can give you to listen. He's telling me, Morana, I'm explaining to the children about halal and haram. Small children in a maktab, I'm explaining to them that this is haram. So I'm telling them now, who wants to do these haram things? So one child picked up his hand. He said, Maulana, you know, just one time, I want to taste what pork is. And I want to drink the wine one time. So the ustad is telling him, but why do you want to do that? This thing is haram. He says, no, just to know what it is. Just to know what it is. But why you want to know what it is? So, you know, my friends in the school, they always talk about this thing. My friends in the school, they're talking about this. Because now we want to pay a lot of money and put them in those kind of schools where they're associating with all these kuffar. So this is where this, leave that. Here in this maktab here, our maktab. One child was sent to this kind of schools. One day the child came here to madrasa, the child told Appa, that time I was staying here on the top. The child told Appa that I'm very hungry. The small child, that time she must have been in grade 2 or something. So Appa took her upstairs and told her that, no, I'll make you a sandwich and give you some milkshake. So the child saw the clay matlo, you know, for the water, the matlo. So the child asked Appa, that is that where you keep the wine? This happened here in this madrasa, this maktab, our maktab. So she's telling him, he said, no, my friend's houses, they got like that. They keep the wine. So we must think, what we exposing our children to? What amal are we making? What are our children seeing? And these devices we putting in their hands. Allah maaf kare. Giving them these phones and all that in their hands. Allah maaf kare. These games we giving them. They are gaming. All these games and they're gaming live. With that gaming live, you think they're only playing games. They're not playing games. They are serious. They are meeting up with people through the games. They're gaming, they're meeting up with people from other countries and everything. It's no more games like what you thought, Pac-Man and Rally X and all that. Those days are gone. They're playing other games. There's a lot of filth on those things. Allah Ta'ala protect us, protect our iman. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala sincerely. Take our deen seriously because brothers, the only thing we taking from here is our iman and our amal. That's all. The kafan got no pockets. Your crore coins are going nowhere. Your doctorate is going nowhere. The motor car can't fit in the qabr. And nobody is going to put the house inside there. The only thing we taking is our iman and amal. And when we going to go, we don't know. Parents are burying their children today. Parents are burying their children. The old people are living longer than the younger people. So what barosa do we have on life? So it's not just a joyride. We are in an examination hall. So let us behave that way. That we are being watched. Every word we speak is being recorded. Every action of ours is recorded. Everything is recorded. And one day we're going to have to answer. So Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq.
Allah sa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Janna Jananuhu La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Allah inche shiri nastanam. شین و شکر میش و جانم تمام. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakash shukru kulluh. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakash shukru kulluh. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakash shukru kulluh. Wa ilayka yirji'u al-amru kulluh. La nuhsi sana'an 'alayk. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ذكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. أو الله Oh, our most beloved Allah, kind Allah, loving Allah, forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah. Oh, our Allah who loves to forgive. Oh, our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to him. Oh Allah, we are your weak bandas, oh Allah. We are full of faults, oh Allah. We are full of shortcomings, oh Allah. We are full of deficiencies, oh Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we have become of age, right up till this very day, oh Allah, we have led a life of ghaflat, a life of sin, a life of guna. Ya Allah, we have got caught up, Ya Allah, in the deceptions of the devil, oh Allah, in the demands of our nafs, oh Allah. Ya Allah, in the deceptive nature of the world, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we have made the world the end all and the be all of our goals and our objectives. Ya Allah, but we are turning to you on this Mubarak night. You have given us Hayati, O Allah. You have brought us to your house, O Allah. You are allowing us, O Allah, to extend our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may raise them any time before you. Ya Allah, we are not raising them in front of insan, O Allah. We are not raising them to any king of this world, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising them to you. You are our Rabb. You are our Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin. Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, O Allah. Ya Allah, you are our nourisher, O Allah. You are our nurturer, our nourisher, our creator, O Allah. Our return is to you, O Allah. We are turning to you, O Allah. We beg of you, Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have committed many gunas, O Allah. The very ni'mats, the bounties that you gave us, O Allah, we use those same ni'mats and bounties to displease you, to disobey you, O Allah. Ya Allah, the very ears that you gave us for our benefit, we used it to listen to music, to listen to ghibat, to listen to the voice of a haram beloved, O Allah. Ya Allah, the eyes that you gave us, O Allah, to look at the Quran Sharif. Ya Allah, to look at the road to the masjid. To look at our parents' faces, O Allah. To look at our children and our halal wives, O Allah. Ya Allah, we took these eyes. We looked at pornography, O Allah. We looked at haram movies, O Allah. We looked at haram transactions, O Allah. Ya Allah, so much haram we have committed with these eyes, O Allah. Ya Allah, the tongue that you gave us to glorify you, to recite your kalam, to read the kalima, to make zikrullah, to speak about you, to speak about your deen. We have taken that tongue, O Allah, we have used it for so much of haram. That heart that you gave, Ya Allah, to be a container of your noor, we have put every other filth in that heart, O Allah. The only thing that we don't have a place for in our heart is for your love and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are not justifying our actions. Ya Allah, we are confessing each and every sin in your court. Ya Allah, we are guilty on each count, O Allah. But you are Ghafurur Rahim. You are Ghafarul Zunub. Something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, we sinful ones are begging you, O Allah. We are pleading to you, O Allah. We guilty ones are turning to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us. We are knocking at your door, O Allah. Ya Allah, if you have to turn us away, where are we going to go, O Allah? Ya Allah, hum jante hai ki hum gande hai, mujrim hai, gunahgar hai, badkar hai. Siyahkar hai, sab kuch hai mola. Bande magar tere hai, tere habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummati bhi hai. Tujhe chhod kar hum gande jayega.
تیرے گھر کے سوا کوئی گھر نہیں، تیرے در کے سوا کوئی در نہیں، اے اللہ ہم کتکتاتے ہیں تیرے دروازے مغفرت پر، کھول دے ہمارے لیے مولا، یو اوپن دا ڈور آف فورگیونس فار اس او اللہ، ٹیک اے ڈیسیشن فار اور مغفرت، یا اللہ فور یو اٹ از جسٹ کن فیکون او اللہ، دیر از نو ون ٹو کوشچن یور اتھارٹی او اللہ، اف یو ہیو ٹو ٹیک اے ڈیسیشن دین آئی ایم فورگیونگ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون دیٹ ہیز ہز اور ہینڈز ریزڈ بیفور می ایٹ دس پارٹ آف دا نائٹ، یا اللہ دیر از نو ون ٹو کوشچن یو، یا اللہ دیر از نو ون ٹو کین اسٹاپ یو او اللہ، یا اللہ فورگیو اس او اللہ، یا اللہ اف یو فورگیو اس یو ول بی پلیزڈ، یا اللہ وہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ول بی پلیزڈ، وی ول بی پلیزڈ او اللہ، دا اونلی ون ٹو بی اینگری اینڈ ڈس پلیزڈ ول بی شیطان او اللہ، یا اللہ ڈس پلیز شیطان اینڈ پلیز اور بیلوڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، یا اللہ ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور سنز او اللہ، ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور سنز، یا اللہ look at the tears of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which flowed for the ummah of Allah, ya Allah through the sadqa of those tears you forgive us oh Allah, you forgive us oh Allah, ya Allah forgive our parents oh Allah, ya Allah forgive our asatiza oh Allah, ya Allah forgive our mashayikh oh Allah, ya Allah forgive our spouses oh Allah, ya Allah forgive our children oh Allah, forgive our siblings oh Allah, forgive our family members oh Allah, forgive our friends oh Allah, forgive those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us, ya Allah, to make dua for them, oh Allah, ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, ya Allah, give us all hidayat, oh Allah, put us on sirat-e-mustaqim, ya Allah, so many of us have gone astray, oh Allah, you know the gunas in our lives, oh Allah, you know the skeletons in our closets, oh Allah, ya Allah, we can put big, big, big kurtas and sit in front of the people and feign piety, oh Allah, but you know our reality, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, oh Allah. Give us hidayat, oh Allah. Ya Allah, if you give us hidayat, then there is none to lead us astray, oh Allah. How long are we going to remain the puppy dogs of nafs and shaitan? Wherever they pull us, we just go, oh Allah. They are putting us in the sewage farm, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us the himmat like lions against nafs and shaitan. Give us the strength to say no to guna. Ya Allah, you know the gunas that we are battling with, oh Allah. You know those things in our lives that we are finding very hard to give up, oh Allah. Ya Allah, we beg of you for help. You give us courage, oh Allah. You give us the tawfiq to give up all our sins, oh Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan Sharif is on the doorstep, oh Allah. We haven't made any preparations, oh Allah. Ya Allah, our life is going, days are going, years are going. Ya Allah, we are carrying the janazas of our friends on our shoulders. We are carrying the janazas of our family members, of our children, oh Allah. But still no realization is coming to us. Ya Allah, let this night be the turning point in our lives, oh Allah. Let it be the moment of hidayat for us, oh Allah. You take a decision for us, oh Allah. You take a decision for us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for all those in war-torn countries, in poverty-stricken countries, in disaster-stricken countries. You come to the aid and assistance, oh Allah. Ya Allah, grant the mujahideen your nusrat, oh Allah. Ya Allah, the enemy forces, give them hidayat, oh Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not written for them, if they have become obstinate, and they want to see the destruction of the Muslim Ummah, then, oh Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Thamud, oh Allah. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with your love, oh Allah. Deep-hearted love, oh Allah. Let our hearts pump with your love, oh Allah. Fill our hearts with your noor, oh Allah. With every beating of our heart, it must be Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Allah, let every sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become beloved to us, O Allah. Let us be bejeweled, O Allah. Bejeweled from head to toe in the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every action of ours must be immersed in the sunnah, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us become an embodiment of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you become ours. make us yours, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us your beloveds, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to love you, O Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the fikr for iman, the fikr for our deen, the fikr of how we're going to die, the fikr of how we're going to stand in front of you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place, O Allah. Take all the works of deen from strength to strength, O Allah. Protect all our madaris, our makatib, our darul ulums, our khankas, our tablighi marakiz, O Allah. You protect it, you take it from strength to strength. Ya Allah, whoever is doing social work, Ya Allah, you accept it. Take it from strength to strength, O Allah. Ya Allah, let all these works be a means of our hidayat. Hidayat of our children, our progenies to come till Qiyamah, O Allah. Ya Allah, those children that are gone off Sirat-e-Mustaqim, bring them back. Bring them back. Ya Allah, those of us that are caught up in the evils of our nafs. Ya Allah, in the whisperings of Shaitan. Ya Allah, take us out of that, O Allah. Ya Allah, you bring us, O Allah, on a path of obedience to you. Obedience to Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, bless us. Ya Allah, with halal, tayyib, rizq, which is full of barakat, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us extend our hand to anyone, O Allah. Don't make us muhtaj on anybody, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are seeking employment, grant them employment, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that have qaraz, Ya Allah, through your ghaibi madad, help them to pay off all their debts. Ya Allah, those that are drowning in interest, take them out of their interest dealings, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our homes, in our time, in our amal. Make us all 5-time namazis, O Allah. Let us men folk come to the masjid, O Allah. Let our women folk read namaz in the house. Ya Allah, let the sunrise of our home be with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, with your zikr, with the durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the himmat and the strength to throw out the TVs from our homes, throw out the haram from our cell phones, throw out the music from our lives, throw out the drugs from our lives, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the dushmani, the adawat, the kina, the malice, the hatred that we have in our hearts for our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to mend our family ties, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to mend our family ties, O Allah. Give us men folk the tawfiq to wear our pants above the ankles, O Allah. Ya Allah, to keep beards on our faces, O Allah. Ya Allah, to keep our hair one length, O Allah, and not to follow the ways of the kuffar. Ya Allah, not to follow the ways of shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children. Let our children become huffaz. Let our children become ulama. Let our children become da'is. Let our children become mashayikh. Let our children become mujahideen, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with the jazbah of wanting to give our life for your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the khidmat of deen till our last breath, O Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are not worthy of serving your deen. Your deen is not in need of us. We are in need of your deen, O Allah. But out of your mercy, your grace, allow us to continue studying your deen, practicing on the deen, propagating the deen. Marche dam tak mola, marche dam tak mola. Ya Allah, those rasikirin grant them shifa'e kamila, ajila mustamirra. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them naik and salih compatible marriage. Ya Allah, those that don't have olad, grant them naik and salih pious olad, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the jais hajat within the hearts of each and every one. Fulfill each and every one's jais hajat. You know the problems and difficulties that each one may be facing. Remove the problems, remove the difficulties. Ya Allah, bless us all with your love. Bless us with akhlaq-e-hamida. Remove from us akhlaq-e-razila. Keep us in your divine guidance, in your divine protection, Ya Allah. Grant us contentment in our lives, O Allah. Safeguard us from the temptations of the dunya, the temptations of wealth. Safeguard us from haram. Safeguard us from the love of this world coming into our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with iman, Ya Allah. Keep us with iman. Take us with iman. Resurrect us with iman, O Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Bless us with the Khalifa of Allah. One who will rule the entire Muslim world according to the Sharia of Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Muslim Ummah under one Khalifa of Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to establish Sharia in our homes, in our businesses, in our communities, in our countries, and establish Sharia in the whole world, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to take your deen to every country, every nook and corner of this world, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us take your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us as believers become pakka believers. And Ya Allah, let every non-Muslim become a Muslim, O Allah. Ya Allah. Ek din marna hai, Mola. Aakhir maut hai, Mola. One day we have to stand before you and give an account of our deeds, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, let not the angel of death find us popping any drugs in our mouth, or in the arms of an illicit beloved, or in an escort agency, or in a gambling den, or watching some filth and haram on our phones. Ya Allah, you protect us, O Allah. Ya Allah, at the time of our mouth, let it be in the battlefield, O Allah. Let it be at the Rosa Mubarak, O Allah. Let it be at the Kaaba Sharif, O Allah. Let it be while our head is in Sajda, O Allah. Let it be while we are teaching the ahadith of our beloved Nabi Akareem. Ya Allah, give us a death of Iman. At the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours. Let us recite kalima and let our ruh come jumti jumti towards you. Ya Allah, when we are lowered in our kubur, O Allah, when the angels come to question us, you give us the tawfiq to give the right answers, O Allah. Ya Allah, let our graves be till where our eyes can see. Let our graves be a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannat. Let not our grave be a pit from the pit fires of Jahannam. Let not the grave squeeze us till our ribs interlock, O Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Hashar, let our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was hitting from the Qutra. Let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish to us. Ya Allah, let us be seated in the shade of your arsh. Hey, mere pyare Mola. Hey, mere Rabba. Hey, mere Kareem Khuda. Rahim Khuda. Ya Allah, let us receive our namai amal in the right hand. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without any reckoning, let us cross the Sirat with the speed of lightning and grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, bless us with the companionship of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, the Tabuta, the Sulaha, the Sadiqeen, the Shuhada. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, safeguard us from your anger. Safeguard us from the fires of Jahannam. Safeguard us from any type of azab in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with your razamandi. Bless us with your happiness. And bless us with Jannat al-Firdaus. Only through your mercy, your grace, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have asked for, granted to us. Whatever we have forgotten to ask, granted to us. Ya Allah, we make dua, we make dua. We get tired, O Allah. Ya Allah, but you are blessing us with so many ni'mats, you don't ever get tired, O Allah. Ya Allah, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of du'as for the ummah. All the du'as of khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, let it be on our behalf and on behalf of the entire ummah. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge from, O Allah, grant each and every one of us refuge from it, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan Sharif, Give us hayati to witness this Mubarak month. Give us good health to keep all our rozas. Read all our tarawis. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to inculcate taqwa, O Allah. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa 'ala alihi وأصحابه أجمعين آمين 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 برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين